We do have Jim Benning on the phone right now, general manager of the Vancouver Canucks, who is at the NHL Draft Lottery in Toronto. Jim, thank you very much for joining us. Your reaction to what just went down?
Well, I'm a little disappointed. You know, when you come and you go through the process, you know, you want to try to get higher in the draft and pick in the top three. That didn't happen, so that's disappointing. But I feel that, you know, we're at seven. We're going to end up with a real good player. So, you know, I've told our guys coming into this that, you know, there's a chance that we could be moving down to 7, 8, or 9, and we've done our work, and we're going to be prepared, and we should get a good player at 7.
Maybe this is just kind of a romantic way of looking at it, and maybe a gambler's demise sometimes, but this is the third consecutive year you've fallen in the draft lottery. Was there a sense, Jim, heading in, maybe internally, secretly, that just kind of, hey, like, we're due, right?
Yeah.
Like, this might be our year.
Well, that's what I was hoping, right? Like, you always hope when you're in this situation that you get a chance to move up and, you know, get one of the real top-end players of the draft. But, you know, I learned a long time ago nothing is easy in this business, and, you know, we're just going to have to work hard and make sure that, you know, with that seventh pick, we pick a good player.
Jim Benning joins us, general manager of the Vancouver Canucks. Canucks will pick seventh overall at the NHL draft next month, or in June, I should say. So at 7 overall, and we'll see how the summer goes, Jim, but does this kind of give you the opportunity to set your sights now on a blue liner?
Yeah, I think, you know, this year in the draft, there's a lot of defensemen rated in the first round, and there's a lot of good defensemen we feel from, you know, 6 to 10, 6 to 11. So we're going to, you know, we're going to look at all of our options. We're going to take the best player available when we pick, but there's a good chance that could be a defenseman this year.
Jim, is there wide variance based on the other general managers and scouts you talk to between picks 3 and 10?
Well, I think, you know, the top 6, 7 players in the draft, I think everybody kind of, you know, there's a consensus on those 7 players. And then I think after that, it kind of scatters around a bit, depending on the qualities that you're looking for in players. So I think, you know, that's kind of where the line gets drawn. I think, you know, four top guys could probably step in and play in the NHL next year. And then the players after that are going to need some more development time and need a junior for the college level.
Jim Benning, general manager of the Vancouver Canucks, joining us here on Sportsnet 650. So then in all likelihood, you're getting a player at 7, assuming you stay there, that is not a part of this roster to begin next season. How does that change your plans in the next couple of months leading up to the draft and, of course, over the summer?
Well, I've talked to lots of general managers so far since the season's ended, and I'm going to continue to, you know, to talk to them. And if there's, you know, something that makes sense, you know, to either, you know, move up or, you know, maybe after our meetings, we're going to have our amateur meetings in a couple weeks, and, you know, maybe if we can even move down a little bit and get an extra pick or something, we're going to look at all of our options.
Jim Benning joins us here on Sportsnet 650, the day of the official NHL Draft Lottery. Canucks will pick at number 7 overall. Easy to say, I guess, when you fall down in the lottery for the third straight year. But what do you feel, how do you feel about this format specifically, Jim? I know, you know, team always wants to make the postseason. Do you feel it's fair? Do you like the weighted lottery? Or would you and maybe some other GMs want to see changes?
Yeah, well, this is the way the league has set it up right now. So, you know, we have to accept it. You know, I think, you know, was it 5, 6 years ago where only one team would move up? You know, so you kind of sat in the position that, you know, you were at the end of the season. You know, that system, you know, they had in place. They decided to do it this way. You know, everybody knows the rules going in, and, you know, you try to do your best during the regular season, and, you know, you got to have a little bit of luck, I guess, to, you know, get those top end picks. And, the last 3 years, we just haven't had any luck.
While we're talking about top-end picks, your prospects, Jim, Elias Pettersson and some of the others who've had great years here over the course of the last calendar year, how many spots do you see on your roster next year falling to some of those young players?
Well, that'll be determined at training camp. Like the young, we got some good young players. Adam Gaudette finished the year with us. I thought he looked real good. Pettersson had an excellent year in Sweden this year. So, you know, those players are going to have good summers and come in. And like Brock Besser this year, if they deserve to be on the team, we'll make a spot for them.
I know it's only been 4 playoff games for the Utica Comets, but is there anyone on that roster that has boosted his stock as you've watched those playoff games unfold?
Yeah, I'm gonna end up staying here tomorrow and watching Game 5. But, you know, Thatcher Demko's been excellent in the series so far. Jalen Chatfield has had a good series for a first-year defenseman. Dahlin's played some games. You know, he's getting used to playing on the smaller ice surface and, you know, the North American game, but he's looked good. So these are all players that, you know, I think are going to have a bright future with the team at some point.
Speaking as a general manager, I'm sure you've kept an eye on the Carolina Hurricanes situation. I mean, there's only 31 of these jobs out there. So all of a sudden, Carolina's in that top three. If they get that number one pick, knock on wood, I suppose, Jim, how much more intriguing does that job become for somebody in a position like yours?
Yeah, well, they already have a good team as it is. They got, you know, a lot of good young forwards. They're, you know, solid on defense. They've been knocking on the door to make the playoffs the last couple of years. So, you know, if they were able to get that first pick overall, or even that second and third pick, they're adding another real good piece to the puzzle that's going to help them be successful going forward.
While we're talking about defense, Jim, as you look at your team, we all know the blue line wasn't good enough this year. I think anybody in the organization or watching this organization this year would admit that. Is that the main area of focus in terms of upgrading for next year?
Well, we want to take a look at that. We would like to add more skill on the back end, more scoring if we can. But we're going to look at all areas of our team and come free agency. And if something makes sense and we think it helps us get better, we're going to look at it and try to figure it out.
Par Lindholm is a name that Elliot Friedman mentioned in his 31 Thoughts this week that you had interest in overseas. Can you confirm that interest and perhaps update us on the process?
Yeah, I talked to Elliot here today. That's a player that we've talked about with our pro scouts and stuff, but we don't really have any interest in signing him.
All right, fair enough. Last but certainly not least, Brock Besser. We haven't heard from him for a while. Can you update us on his health situation, how he's progressing as he gets ready for summer workouts and preparing for next year?
Yeah, he's, we got some good news on him. At the end of the year, he went and got his wrist looked at again, and everything looked good there. So he's taking some time just to wind down a couple weeks, and then he'll start in on his summer workouts, and I expect him to be 100% healthy, ready to go next year.
He is Jim Benning, the general manager of the Vancouver Canucks. Well, the good news, we're down here at Rogers Arena, and Finn thinks his chances of representing the team next year, if there is a lottery, just doubled. So I don't know. You'll have to take that up with him, I suppose.
Finn wanted to go this year, but we checked with the league, and they said he couldn't come.
Hey, Jim, thanks for the time. The offseason really, I think, begins today. You guys at least have some clarity of where you're picking, so we'll be in touch. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.